What's on our menu today?
Jeff Butts, the superintendent of Wayne Township Schools, is standing outside Rhodes Elementary School as cafeteria workers load coolers of food onto a yellow school bus. He says the district prioritized getting packaged meals directly to students.
Our transportation department literally in 3 days completely rerouted our entire district so that we can serve pre-K through 12 and created over a thousand new stops.
Traditionally, school districts in Indianapolis offer free meals during the summer and some breaks at static locations, like school buildings. But Butt says getting to schools isn't easy for Wayne Township families, so the bus comes to them.
So that we can stop, put on our flashers, and stay there for 5 to 10 minutes so that families can come up and get their meals. So
the food is packed into coolers and loaded onto buses, like this one here, number 5. Is driven by Rose Robinson.
I have been here about 9 years.
Robinson says she's grown attached to many of the students. She knows where they live, their parents, and their siblings. She's seen them grow up.
I just want to make sure my kids get what they need.
Of the 16,000 students who attend Wayne Township schools, 70% qualify for free and reduced meals. That's nearly 12,000 children. The district set up grab-and-go meal pickups at 9 schools. Thousands of meals will be handed out that way. Wayne Township's nutrition director, Sarah Gazarowski, says this week the buses are providing an additional 3,000 cold, prepackaged breakfast and lunches.
Whole pieces of fruit, you know, prepackaged carrots, apples, we're cutting up fruit, just making sure that they have a variety and we're meeting the meal requirements.
Earlier in the week, bus driver Robinson knocked on a house where students lived to make sure the family of 6 knew about the meals. Today, they're waiting outside.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
That's Odalis Garcia. She's a senior at Ben Davis High School. Her young brother followed her outside to the bus. She says her mom, who stands nearby, is scared to go to the store now.
There's a lot of shortages on food whenever we do go out, so this has really helped her. And he gets excited whenever he sees a school bus because he does miss going to school, waking up for that routine. So it's really helped us a lot.
How are you feeling about that, like, senior year?
It's been really stressful because I was expecting, like, to go through my regular school year. But now I'm worried about graduation, like, how is that going to go throughout, and the prom and everything. It's really, like, that's on my mind right now.
As the bus continues to make stops, more families come out. One woman gives Robinson a hug. Donahue Mullins, a father of a 7th grader, says,
they gave us two. I got two kids. In fact, I got one that's not even in school, and they gave her something, too. So it's kind of nice.
After one more student runs out to the bus and gets a meal, Robinson gets back in. She has about 20 more stops to make.
Well, we're going to move on to the next.
All right. Thank you very much.
Wayne Township will end all food service after Friday, the scheduled start of a 2-week spring break, when meals and staff were not regularly scheduled. District leaders say they expect school will remain closed past the end of break, April 5th, as the city and country tries to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And if so, when they have staff again, they'll be ready to send meals out on the buses. For WFYI, I'm Eric Weddle.